What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making a part of the day. And I got my boy in the house, Chad Seymour. Say what's up, bro.
What's up, everybody? How we doing this morning?
Chad is here, guys. And what are we calling this episode, Chad?
Darkest Before the Dawn.
Darkest Before the Dawn. I think you said at the break of dawn, actually. But now you just changed it. See, it's not your deal. Friends were calling it at the break of dawn. Look, it don't matter what we call it. I got to tell you something that happened to me. And there was a moment recently in my life I realized that, like, we really, really, like, not made it, but it's like, wow, my faith is a lot better than it used to be. Look, everybody in life has their reasons they're upset, right? They go through trials, tribulations. I mean, the reality is you can't live in that mindset every day. You'll be destroyed and defeated, you know. And look, as Christians, you know, this isn't just power of positive thinking. Like, we're a people of faith, and we are, look, we have to focus on his word and what he said we can do, what we can have, and believe for his best, right? What does that mean? If Jesus lives in us and we are people to overcome, right? I say it all the time. If somebody is dying of cancer in a hospital room and you walk in the room, the odds change. Like, there's a Jesus factor of faith that gives us a different outcome than everybody else. Many of you know, I have a 15, 16-month-old beautiful boy. He's going to be a fireball. His name's Luke. Well, when Luke was born, I'm not going to get into the whole journey. We don't have that much time. They told me when he was born, he could not hear. He could barely hear out of one ear. Couldn't hear in the other. And they're like, look, basically your kid's deaf, you know? And if you're in the deaf community, I don't care if you're offended. My mother's deaf. Stop it. That word, I realize, no, you know, you can't even say deaf anymore. That's not even a word you're allowed to use. So ridiculous. It's like hearing impaired. Whatever. My mom's deaf, okay? And the bottom line is, deafness is a curse. It's a sickness from the pit of hell, and Jesus Christ can heal it. Well, through a lot of prayer, a lot of stuff going on, we're still believing for a miracle. He ended up getting cochlear implants, right? And it's this crazy operation. Basically, my kid hears, not naturally, but electronically. He talks, he hears, because the whole thing about hearing is if you can't hear, you can't speak, right? It's an auditory loop that you always need to have. So we decided right off the bat, until we're believing for his full miracle, we're going to give him access to sound so he could speak. And yeah, now we opened up Pandora's box because he'll just yell and hit all of you. I mean, he's just crazy. So, but what happened was I was in a conversation with somebody, right? Kind of a weird family situation. And they're telling me the issues with their kids. And I'm like, bro, there's nothing wrong with your kids. And he's like, no, you don't understand this. So I'm like, what is wrong with your children? And I mean, you don't look, man, there was an ADHD 25 years ago. Do you understand? Like when I was a kid, it was barely coming out. Like what? Like our great grandparents didn't have ADHD. I think, you know what I mean? So it's like people want to label you with diseases and everybody. Oh, I got the sniffles. Yeah, that's celiac's disease. You know, it's like, what? That's, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch disease. Somebody looked my knee one time. I was like, that's Oscar Slaughter's. I'm like, what? And so I'm in this conversation. You can't make this up. And this person said to us, you don't know what it's like living with a child with a disability. I was like, yeah, I don't. And I actually couldn't believe this was a serious conversation. There's nothing wrong with any of their children. You flick off the cochlear implant of my kid, he clinically is disabled. Like, could get a check, you know what I mean? Well, probably not, but you know what I'm saying. People do if they don't make enough money. And that was the first time that I looked at my wife and went, wow, we actually have a kid that was clinically diagnosed as being deaf. And people look at us and say, you don't know what it's like to have a kid with disabilities. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, my kid doesn't have ADHD. The other one was diagnosed, no lie, with talking a lot. Dude, I've never even seen such a thing. It's like your kids are fine. You're just trying to find a devil to jump on them. And when they said that to me, I thought, wow, in my darkest moments, God is like, see? The Bible says that we're pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but you're not going to feel destroyed. And I was like, that is amazing. I have a child with cochlear implants on both sides of his head. He has to wear a headband right now. And people look at us and go, you don't know what it's like to have a kid with disabilities. Praise God, I don't. I'm going to share with you after the break a real scriptural truth about the breaking of the dawn. You know, you need to realize something. This is called at the break of dawn. When you feel at your darkest moment, I need to tell you the sun's going to rise. When you feel like you can't see around you, you need to realize that God is breaking the dawn on your situation. We're going to talk about that next. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Hey everybody, we're back. Welcome to Engaging Heaven Today. Today's topic is at the break of dawn, and I need to tell you that the enemy wants you to believe a different understanding about your situation. Look, the bottom line is, like, if you feel like you're financially pressed today, the truth is you're financially blessed today. It's about realizing God's perspective on your circumstance and holding on to his truth no matter what. You know, I was talking about my son that can't hear, you know, and we're believing for a full miracle. He can hear naturally, which is an amazing miracle in itself. But every day of my life, I declare over him, Luke hears, Luke hears, Luke hears. And now we've gotten to a point, it's only been a year and a half, and people are like, you don't know what it's like to live with a kid with disability. Shut the front door. That's awesome. I don't ever want to know what it's like to live. Even if I had one leg missing, I'm not going to know what it's like to live a life with disability. So the truth is we have to stop using our issues as crutches. They're not merit badges that we wear walking around life saying, look at my shiny devil. Well, my headaches don't ever stop. Well, my left armpit doesn't ever change scent no matter what I put on it. Look, we don't glory in trials. We don't glory in sickness and pain. It's about time that the only thing we boast in is the Lord. And so I want it to be said of you that although you've been through so much, you know, people look at you and they don't even act like you've been through anything. I want that to be said of you. Paul the Apostle went through so much and nobody had a clue, you know? I mean, he just overcome the world. So anyway, well, Jesus did. I want to read you the scripture. 1 John 2, verse 8 says this. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. I'm going to say that again to you. The darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. You know, there are principles in the Word of God, right? There are principles that never end, right? And I think I read to you before, I think it was Genesis 8, you know, these things that'll as long as the earth remains, right? Genesis 8:22, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, right? So it's saying as long as the earth remains, these things will always be here. Seed time and harvest, which, whew, I love that subject. Cold and heat, right? Some of y'all couples don't even get that right. Summer and winter. My toes are freezing right now as I'm recording this in Connecticut. And day and night. So as long as this earth is here, there's going to be a day breaking and there's going to be a nightfall. So I'm telling you that the day breakers will emerge on this earth. That men and women that are going to be, it's going to be like the morning every day of your life, the dawning of a new day, of new grace, of new mercy. God is going to turn your circumstance around overnight. I'm telling you, I prophesy to you, there'll be people that are going to watch your life and your situation, and all they're going to know is that the sun is shining on you. Darkness cannot stand light. Light always wins. No matter what, light always wins. And I got to tell you today that no matter what you're facing, God is going to turn your circumstance around. You are going to be sitting in a position not too long from now where people are going to look at you and they're going to say, you never go through anything. That's amazing. You know, for a long time, people would, you know, it doesn't matter. You get married in the early days. Big trials would come, you know, and we've been 10 years married, you know. But in the early days, it was like things would happen. And I'm just not moved by it. I mean, good or bad, it's like it's not happening, you know. I'm passionate. I'm very emotional in my life. But like trials, honestly, this life, it means nothing to me. Nothing to me. And then people get close to me, family, friends, my wife, whoever, in the early days, or people that just meet them, they're like, well, you don't give a reaction, so you must not care. And it's like, nope, I care. I just don't give it as much credibility as you do. So a note from the doctor saying that your sickness is incurable doesn't carry weight for me, right? The Bible, what the Word of God says, that makes me move. That makes, in the depths of my heart, makes me want to change the way I feel. But we take the world's narrative, we take the world's word, and we're like, and that's what we give reaction to. It makes zero sense. Why aren't we giving reaction to what the Word of God says? Light will always give, draw more than darkness. Darkness is gross. It's hiding. It's making you feel suffocated, like there's no hope. But I'm telling you today that the dawn of a new day is over your life. I'm telling you today that the presence and power of Jesus is with you. That you, I want you to declare again, it's a new day. Come on, it's a new day over your life, your marriage, your finances, your circumstances, your school, your job, no matter where you are on the earth, I declare over you today that the dawn is awakened over you. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, whatever your situation is, not one is better than this. Struggle is struggle and pain is pain. Whether you're dealing with a child that can't hear or a child that can't see, or, you know, an ex-wife that is a devil, doesn't matter what it is, or an ex-husband that's just a flat-out crazy man, whatever it is, God's dawning of a new day is over you, and you're going to reflect His light everywhere you go in Jesus' name. Come on! Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.